producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. Joseph Curl joins us from Jakari Jackson in the second half. Big insider when it comes to the Beltway, patriot, constitutionalist, Joe Curl. Works at the Washington Times, has his own section. Of course, also works with Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. We have another guest coming on who's involved in hardcore activism and having a huge effect. He pops in for about one or two segments. That's Robert Bowe. And then we've also got Leanne McAdoo, who's been following the big AI conference here in Austin with serious warnings from these top experts and scientists. She's going to be spending time with us discussing how humans can engineer a future, an architecture of computers that empowers us instead of bad humans, the elite, engineering it with autonomous killer drones. In fact, guys, print me articles. They got stuff like 5 years ago about Britain's tyranny drone, but then they go, oh, it's a Gaelic word for strength. I think they, no, it's called tyranny. It's just spelled different. I mean, give me a break. A big giant B-2 bomber style killer drone called tyranny. Or is it Tyrannus? It's ridiculous. It's like the Latin word, but it's tyranny or Tyrannus, and they go, oh, no, it's a Gaelic word meaning strength. It's such a sick joke how they flaunt in our face. And then we got articles like 2 years ago about the Pentagon already launching autonomous drones. I just want to have those when I get to this stack just to back up what we're going to say when she joins us. In other news, if you go up to Infowars.com, still trying to get used to this new studio, you can see Paul Joseph Watson's article. And I know you guys might have brought this into me, but I just can't seem to find it. If you print it for me, the article by Steve Watson, police want cop tracking app banned while they use technology to monitor you. And there's a video that breaks this down. That ties into something I'm going to cover with Curl when he joins us. DEA cameras tracking hundreds of millions of car journeys across the U.S. Oh, it started out just on the border, of course, but now it's all over the country with the license plate readers. They're keeping a database of everything you've ever done, but then having it in the database where federal, state, and police plates aren't read. There's a no-read function. See, a two-tier civilization. And you know I'm not anti-police, but I'm anti them being turned into a authoritarian, above-the-law group. That's the globalist plan. Here is a clip, the Wiz app promo, police want cop tracking app banned. Here is the promo for the Wiz app. Here it is. And then we'll continue with the news.
Welcome. You just became a Wazer. That means you're never alone on the road anymore. That's because you're now connected to the largest community of drivers on the planet, who share real-time traffic information and live road alerts to help everyone bypass traffic, save time and gas money on their commute. So, just drive with the Waze app open, and you're already contributing a ton of traffic info that helps your fellow drivers. You can also actively report events you see while driving. All hands-free, of course. Waze's big brain rounds up all the real-time info shared by the community, and gives you the fastest route to your destination, every time, even rerouting you midway if there's a better route. Waze learns the routes you prefer to frequent destinations, and factors them in, too. Connect to Facebook to meet up, arrange pickups, and see a live status of your friends and colleagues arriving to an event or shared destination. Even Waze's maps update in real time. The community keeps them ever improving. Hey, you can get involved in map editing too. The bigger your community, the better Waze gets.
All right.
So, spread the word. Because
it sounds like a great thing. And when I said this is a thing that cuts both ways, can hurt the police, general public, you name it, I'm all for the app. I think I'll get it. But believe me, they're going to let the app go forward. A, it's the First Amendment, but more importantly, for the establishment, this is a huge HUMET community that the establishment will be able to use, and then they'll start having editors who will block out, you believe it, key stuff that unfolds on the app in real time. So we're not being given this technology for nothing, but it is the 2.0 of flashing your lights.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My breath running back in the studio. I was feverishly during that 3-minute break getting ready for the new operation we're going to launch to promote freedom all over the United States and show people their real power. And that is our plan, modeled after one of our listeners, to put up billboards all over the country that listeners decide to sponsor in their area. Billboards are incredibly inexpensive. The billboard market has been collapsed for at least 5 years. You can basically pay for the artwork and get your billboard up. We're even going to put data on InfoWars.com on this page we're going to build in the next week that shows you prices you should be paying by region so that it's easy and quick to get the billboards paid for. You just call, give them the money, send them the artwork, and it's up for a month. And a lot of times they get busy, and then if nobody's paid for a new one, they'll just leave it up. We've had billboards that have been up for 6 months before. One time I paid for one in Austin about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, and it was up for 6 months because no one else had bought the billboard on South Lamar that has got to have hundreds of thousands of people a day driving on. I mean, it's one of the most busy thoroughfares, let's just say 50,000 a day to be conservative, that would have seen it. Simply amazing. I'm not going to sit here and self-promote the operation. I'm going to get into a bunch of news coming up, but this is the power. The French Resistance basically undermined the Nazis to where they easily fell once the Allies moved into France by handing out pamphlets, hanging up signs, criticizing the Fuhrer, letting folks know that it was a tyranny. Simple activism like that scares the system big time. So it's important for all of you to have your own YouTube, your own Facebook. Use the globalist platforms. There's a reason they censor folks on YouTube and Facebook. There's a reason the system doesn't want libertarian, constitutionalist, freedom-based, Americana, pro-family type ideas out there. There's a reason the Democratic Party is trying to make conservatism and libertarianism and being a veteran be illegal. I mean, they openly say it's terrorist. The big terror threat is gun owners and veterans and Christians. There's a reason that Fort Hood last year, they told the troops, you're not allowed to be part of the Tea Party or evangelical Christian will court-martial you. Yes, that really happened. It's because we're the enemy of the globalists that have taken over the federal government. We're the people that say no to banker bailouts, no to derivatives, no to totally open borders, no to Obama acting like a dictator. And we want Obamacare repealed, but they won't do it, even though it was written by the insurance companies. Their profits are up 47% just in 2014. Death panels, the whole nine yards. Both parties, the leadership level, are sold out. But the Republican leadership barely hung on with the constitutional freshmen that came in, the Tea Party freshmen. One more election like that, they're going to be checkmated. What will they do? In my view, watching them, seeing them do it before, the establishment will activate black ops squads, probably foreign corporate mercenaries, to carry out terror attacks in the United States to blame them on the Tea Party. Now, Democratic memos came out 4 years ago. Fox News even covered them. We covered them. Say that, don't worry, terror attacks are coming, and we're going to blame it on domestic groups and demonize them. Don't worry. This is how we're going to get our agenda through. Don't worry. You see the Democratic Party being destroyed, being discredited. We've got a plan. Terror attacks are coming. Very thinly veiled. Extremely, extremely thinly veiled. It's really the oldest trick in the book. Just frame your opposition for a crime. You know, you want to get more money for your black dorm? Just go hang a swastika on your door, burn a cross in the yard. Turns out almost all of those events, attacks on black dorms or churches in the last 20 years have been fake. Also turns out most attacks on white women that you always are hearing about, where the black guys carve, you know, whitey on their face or whatever, turns out most of those are fake. Turns out most black women claiming white men raped them. Remember the whole lacrosse thing? Turns out those are fake. It doesn't matter if they're black or they're white or they're whatever. Cops know this. Most of the time when a business gets robbed and something valuable really gets taken, it's an inside job. Let's say half the time it is. It's either the owner or the employees. And most of the time they show up and somebody says they've been raped or whatever. It's made up, folks. Well, government does that too, to create a big pity party. And I'm telling you, look for that to happen. So with the censorship, we've had multiple journalists this week and a CIA whistleblower. One journalist, in fact, I meant to get to Leanne's report. We'll play that later. I meant to play that since Sunday. Make me play that at the bottom of the hour, guys, ahead of Leanne being in studio with us. I want to intro her playing that report. Where you retweet on a WikiLeak and you get, what is it, 60-plus months in jail. I mean, this is happening. So all of us need to engage in free speech. All of us need to flood the system with truth to counter their propaganda. And joining us is a real hero. He doesn't even really want to come on the show. But Robert Bowe is a hero. And he's not a rich guy, but he's put up just tons of billboards. I don't know the exact number. I just keep hearing about him all over the country. And now other people are sending us photos of other billboards that aren't his. Some of them are just black and white, say InfoWars.com. Others are complex. There's huge city murals. My son told me that his teacher came in and said, I saw a huge mural in New York City with your daddy on it, Infowars.com. It was like 40 feet tall. My daughter's friend said, yeah, we were in North Carolina and saw a billboard for Infowars.com. I mean, this is happening all over the place, and it's zeitgeist. If people want freedom, it's unstoppable. And if Infowars is that focal point, or Ron Paul is, or DrudgeReport.com, whatever it is, if we're a focal point, then we should maximize that. And it's dangerous for us to get bigger and more successful. But I don't want to just do this in half measures. I don't want to just fight tyranny because it makes me look like a hero and we can become successful because liberty's popular. I want to really push the system. I want to really make them uncomfortable. I don't have a death wish. I love life so much, I'm ready to give it up. I would never commit suicide. But I love life so much and love my children and your children so much who will live together in the future and don't want evil to win and so despise these people that I intend to push them until they crush me. Or until they back off or we win. And maybe I'll never become a big enough threat to them to crush me. They're trying to politically assassinate Infowars.com and Alex Jones right now. But your prayers, your support have given us a shield of defense against that. So thank you. So I don't want to be destroyed. But I know if I fly enough missions over enemy territory, I'm going to get shot down. And that just goes with territory. And it's not a curse. It's a blessing. If I get destroyed in the service to humanity, then I get to measure up to my ancestors. Or if I'm victorious, that's almost ignominious because then you get old, you degenerate, you know, you're not perfect, whatever. It's better in the service of something so holy to in the end be destroyed. And I don't want that, but in my spirit, I am ready and willing. They could put a gun to my head and say, deny freedom, deny liberty, or we'll kill you, and I would never do it because it's at the expense of the innocent, the children, and I am not a person that wants to hurt the innocent. My soul says no. Now, it's Robert Breaux, B-R-E-A-U-X, very interesting fellow. We really appreciate him coming on. Sir, how'd you get this idea? We're going to skip this one network break because I kind of held you over. How did you get this idea? How did you take action? And it's having a huge effect. Break it down for us.
I've been listening to your show for probably 3 years now, and you've been talking about promoting the show. And, you know, it's great for people out there to, you know, tell others. That's a great thing to do. But I wanted to bring it to the next level. I wanted to do it on a mass scale, and we had the ability to do that. So I came up with the idea. You know, I think God puts ideas in people's heads, and I decided to act on them. And I came up with a very simple idea. It's a good way to promote the show in mass scale. You know, the billboard just says "Want the Truth," and it has your website and your picture and your name on it. And I think the billboards really worked real well. And I'm trying to figure out a way to do more of them now to really wake people up, to get the people off their butts in this country and realize what we're facing in this country. And I'd really like to get the listeners involved because I know they want to get involved because I am a listener and I want to get involved in this. And I think the listeners want to, too. And I think I have a pretty good idea that would be it wouldn't cost very much money per listener to do this, and we could put these things up all over the country. And we could also have a way to where other people can join in, and I'd like to see what other people's ideas are about this. And
well, that's what we're going to do. I mean, there's a multi-track. We could get people to donate directly to you because you know how to do it and do it inexpensively. You've definitely been very effective, and then you could run an operation. We could create a open operation with different billboards, and just if people want to go get it and put up one billboard, five billboards, whatever. But all these nouveau riche people that think they're going to be safe not getting involved and keep their money, we're going to lose everything, our freedom, if we don't stand up. And I can't think of a better website and radio show and operation to send people to be warned about what's happening. And I'm telling you, huge effect from the billboards. How many have you put up?
We did a total of 13, and we did, you know, 4 in Louisiana, 2 in Mississippi, and then I did another 7 in 7 other states. I did 1 city in 7 other states because I really wanted to broadcast this, as, you know, with the money that we had to do this. I wanted to get it as broad as I possibly could to really wake up people, because people can talk about it through, you know, other states and everything else.
Well, sure, people ask, what is it? Well, obviously, it took us months to figure out who you were. How long ago did you start this?
We started probably, I would say, in, September, I think we started this.
Okay, so you started back in September, so it's been 3 or 4 months. It took us a couple months to find you. There's other people doing it now. We don't know who they are because they're different billboards that are starting to pop up. That's really exciting. Imagine a chain reaction if our listeners that have the means in every town and city put these up, even if it's on the side of your barn, you know, Infowars.com, or if it's a small billboard. What if everybody started doing this, or people that didn't started printing up handbills and handing them out? It's just the idea. Anything could be the focal point, but again, you were the focal point to spur us now and to spur others, so congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, yeah, just like I was saying, you know, last time you know, people can order the bumper stickers and order the bumper stickers and put them up everywhere. I mean, it's really time for the American people in this country to start becoming active, because this time right now is, I really think we have 2 years, maybe even less than that, to save this country. And, you know, I mean, we really need to start.
Absolutely. I mean, look, they're not going to stop. If George Soros got caught spending $33 million just to destabilize and start a war with the police, imagine what other tricks they've got up their sleeves. They are moving on every front to start civil unrest to get us all fighting with each other. We've got to identify the globalists that are behind all this, the private Federal Reserve, before they bring us into the next level of crisis.
Absolutely. And look, the thing is if they want to do this, if they want to blow buildings up, if they want to release viruses, if they want to do, there's nothing we can do to stop that. The only thing we can do is wake as many people up to what's going on and who's at fault. That way people know and they don't fall into their trap. That's really the only thing we can do.
Well, has it been a good experience with you? I know you're not a guy with a lot of means. You spent a lot of your money on putting up these billboards, but has it been satisfying?
It was very exciting. I love doing it, and I like to do more through the donations of other listeners and ideas they have. It was awesome.
Well, how do people, we didn't talk before air, but I guess we're wargaming this right now. That's how most great things end up happening, is people just take action. How do people contact you if they wanted to donate, and how much on average is each billboard? These are huge billboards.
The average price, you know, it depends on your city, but I would say average price is probably around $3,500, something like that.
And that's because these are the big jumbos. They have the smaller ones that are about half that.
Yeah, but there's no point in going halfway. You know, let's put them up in major cities, major traffic areas. I mean, if you're going to do it, let's do it. So,
and you know what? I'm going to prime the pump. Buckley, I'm doing $5,000 to push this contest, but let's spend. I got to check the budget. We don't have a lot of extra capital right now, as we just expanded. But you know what? The money will come in. Let's put $10,000 down on maybe 2 billboards in Austin, because I know they're more expensive here because it's such a hot city. Let's try to get one big one on I-35 to get this going. In fact, in the next month, let's get a billboard up. And listeners, if you mail in donations and write on there for a billboard, you have my word, 100% of that check will go towards an InfoWars billboard. You can even specify what town or city you want it in. And I'm not going to wait. We're just going to start doing it. How do they contact you, Robert, bro, if people want to donate to you?
Here's the thing. I haven't set anything up yet.
I know we weren't planning it. Okay, well, that's fine. Come up with a plan and we'll do it.
Okay, I'll contact you and set up something, and we'll get this going.
Absolutely. Well, that's what it's all about. I was just sitting there saying, we need to get this guy on. He's great. And I went, wait a minute. Other billboards are going up. Other murals are going up. Why don't we just have a contest and get folks to come up with their billboard designs? and shoot video of them handing out handbills of the design. That way you get people on YouTube waking up in cyber war, not just on the ground war, real world war, physical, three-dimensional war. We're cyber war, we're three-dimensional, and we're also, then we're going to try to put up some billboards ourselves, put our money where our mouth is, maybe create a billboard fund, send the emails out to our folks. Do people want to be part of this? Do you want us to bring a billboard to your city? Basically, the sky's the limit on this, man. This is exciting.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea, man. I really do.
I think a key is, too, if local cities have the money, if a couple business guys get together and want to put one up, you could have, you know, Wake Up or Learn the Truth or any of the things that you're putting on the billboards, and then the name of the radio station, Alex Jones on blah, blah, AM or FM, and then the time, and then have InfoWars under it. We could kind of have a synergy to also point people locally who aren't online or who don't like to listen online at the local AM and FM affiliates. That's going to take some legwork, but if people are in the cities, call the station. Work with them. Call the affiliates. Say, I want to sponsor a billboard for you and Alex Jones to thank you for carrying the show to reach more people. This is how wars are won. Getting off the bench, taking action. I'm nobody. I've been doing this 20 years, folks. I've spent more than $15 million a year the last 10 years funding this operation, trying to get the products in, sell the high-quality products, to make the money to pay for a major news organization. And this is just the next level. Again, that's not money I'm making. That's money I'm bringing in to spend, and it's the best money I ever spent in the war. That's what this is all about. I love my Ford F-150. I don't need a Lamborghini. I could have had those things as a successful talk show host, but I didn't want them. I wanted to build a news organization with the money, and I put it into this as seed money, and it's grown and grown by God's blessing. I'm asking you, listeners, even though there's not really a plan yet, to help us with this. In fact, don't wait for our plan. Just do what Robert Bro has done and take action. What do you say to that, Robert?
I think that's a great idea. You know, we'll set something up and we'll just see how it progresses. But I really encourage the listeners that if you do have the money, then you should do. This is about the future of this country. I mean, there's no other thing you can do that'll give you more satisfaction than standing up for your rights and your freedoms and saving this damn country.
Beautifully said. We got about 3 minutes to break. I've been ranting. You've got the floor for anything else you'd like to add. I know you don't even want to be on air, but we appreciate you.
Well, I mean, all I wanted to say, brother, is that, you know, we don't have anything set up yet, but we are going to do that, and we'll contact you about webmail, maybe even a email address that y'all can send in ideas on billboards and see if we can get this started. But I do want to say one thing. You know, this guy that had these videos of these people in California that are just totally idiots. I mean, we don't need to worry about people like that because even if they don't do anything, they're not going to be a force. We flick them off with our fingertips. They are nobody. So the people who are strong in this country need to start standing up. We don't need to worry about people that they're not going to take our rights ever.
That's right. That's why they fund Al-Qaeda, so that our best and brightest that want to defend this country get suckered into going and getting killed, fighting evil groups that our own government helped create. We need the men of this country to stand up in the info war and be leaders. And you talk about Mark Dice's video, the DrudgeReport.com link to yesterday that went viral, where he talked to 10 people and 8 of them said, ban the Bill of Rights, just randomly talked to 10 people. I mean, none of it's edited, folks. Those are the people he talked to. And they said, yeah, get rid of all freedom in America for Obama. I mean, this shows how dangerous these people are. But you're right, they're total jellyfish if we stand up against them.
Absolutely.
Anything else, brother?
No, sir, man. We'll try to get this going.
Sure. Folks shouldn't wait. They should put up their own billboards, design their own. We're going to put up a site in the next few days with some of our ideas, with a copy of your PDF, if you send it to us, of your billboard design. We're going to get a P.O. box for yourself. We'll have you back on. Have folks send you donations if they trust you, which I know they should, you know, to carry that out and put up some in your own. That's the answer, is not have one centralized system, but have a bunch of people taking action. And again, in the first war against the British, in 1776, they would say, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. That's what Pat Buchanan would always say. Just get in there, take action. Robert, bro, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing individual. He's taking action. He's not a rich man. Spent everything he had, put those billboards up, and it's caused a chain reaction. And because of the way the world works, we can't even track them all. We just know they're coming in, other billboards. Want to salute all of you that have done that. Send us emails at showtips@infowars.com if you are the folks that did it. If you want to work with us, or if you want to be anonymous, that's fine as well, but we salute you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Journalists that dare retweet the news of a WikiLeaks release was just sentenced a few days ago to 63 months in federal prison. Leanne McAdoo filed a report on this the day it happened, and I covered it when it took place, but I wanted to get to her report from the Nightly News before she gets into another report that she's going to preview for us. It's coming up on the Nightly News this evening on an artificial intelligence conference, an international conference taking place in Austin, Texas right now, where all these top experts are saying humans need to take control of our destiny and not let the machines take over. Well, they're being engineered by the globalist on record to be autonomous, like Tyrannus, The BAE Systems, British Air Systems, I'm not joking, that is a stealth autonomous kill robot aircraft. It's already gone to this. They're about to get rid of the human operators. We told you this a long time ago. It's all been announced. That's coming up in a moment. But first, her report on Barrett Brown and the persecution of the press.
Well, if you haven't heard already, political prisoner Barrett Brown was sentenced today to 63 months in prison on trumped-up charges for basically exposing the shady relationship between intelligence contractors and the U.S. government. Here's Leanne McAdoo to tell us why the Barrett Brown case is vitally important to freedom in America.
American journalist and activist Barrett Brown first landed on the FBI's radar through his journalistic activities with a crowdsourced investigation called Project PM. Project PM was intended to provide a centralized data set regarding the expanding capabilities of the surveillance state and other issues constituting threats to human rights and the health of democratic institutions. Brown was originally facing decades of prison time for copying and pasting a link to a publicly available file. Journalists shouldn't face prosecution for linking to source material, so journalists everywhere should be paying very close attention to what happens in Barrett Brown's case. But not only that, anyone who uses social media should be paying attention as well. 6 months after the March 2012 FBI raid on his mother's home, he tweeted, "Dead men can't leak stuff. Illegally shoot the son of a bee." Now, of course, upon first glance, that sounds like an incitement to murder. And indeed, the FBI even claimed that the tweet was targeted toward one of their agents. But here's the thing. The tweet was actually a quote of Fox News host Bob Beckel. Beckel was using his primetime news hour to call for the assassination of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
The way to deal with this is pretty simple. We got special ops forces. I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonous, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, I only want to do it, illegally shoot the son of a b-.
The FBI took no action against Bob Beckel or numerous others who were openly calling for a mystery bullet to take out Julian Assange. Instead, 2 days after Barrett tweeted the Bob Beckel statement, the FBI arrested not Bob Beckel, but Barrett Brown, and he's been in jail ever since. Assange warned social media users of this vulnerability, writing, "Twitter is a police interview that never ends. Facebook has all of your friends wearing a wire, and YouTube has you in the dock talking to the judge." Every social media user creates a vast library of statements that may be taken out of context by vengeful or ambitious officials. Users should be displayed their Miranda rights each time they log on. Keep this in mind as the Obama administration is pushing for CISPA 2.0, which will effectively allow governments to demand that companies hand over user data without the need for warrants or subpoenas. With stronger cybersecurity laws will come harsher punishment.
Jones here back live. InfoWars Nightly News anchor Leanne McAdoo, investigative journalist, joins us. Leanne, for those that don't know about Barrett Brown, they just convicted a CIA whistleblower that exposed criminal activity to a big federal prison sentence today. Barrett Brown linked to a public document and then quoted a Fox News reporter, and now he's in jail. The White House has a war on journalists, and the average journalist won't even get up in arms to defend their own profession in the First Amendment. There is no common sense out there in the establishment.
Right. Well, it's just like when we had a lot of people were coming after you saying, oh, well, we should drone him. We should take him out. Right there, using their platform of a news hour broadcast to call for your death.
I forgot Fox News said I should be droned or tased.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they were saying about the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange. And I mean, just show after show after show calling. So all Barrett Brown did was repeat what this Bob Beckel said. And then that was when they finally just came in about 2 days later and took him to jail.
And he's in jail for 63 months. He'll serve almost the whole sentence federally. That's hard time, as they call it, for retweeting what a Fox News guy said.
Well,
and linking to a document.
Yes, the initial thing that, you know, they got him on the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act because he linked to a publicly available document. They were building this sort of dossier. And
we do that all the time. I mean,
what's in it? You know, what's attached to it? He didn't even know what was there. He was just helping with his investigation. And apparently,
well, you've got to open files to know what's in them.
Yeah, and that's and it, they had the whole track through his emails and his IMs and everything where he's saying he doesn't know what's in it, but he links to it because it's part of the story and everything with his blog. But apparently it had some credit cards attached to it or, you know, private information.
And so now anybody can open an email by accident or anybody could go to the WikiLeaks website and now the FBI will throw you in prison.
Exactly.
This is nothing but a huge chilling effect.
Exactly. And that's what it is. It's to silence whistleblowers, silence journalists, keep them from exposing this information because then they can say, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have put that out there. National security issue, things like that. And it is a chill for journalists.
Well, I mean, some mainstream news has been calling it tyranny, but if we don't see a bigger backlash, this is going to set the precedent, and it really is frightening.
Yeah, well, and they can just call for your death right on cable news, you know, and primetime news hour, call for your death. But that's not an issue.
I forgot when on Piers Morgan they said, yeah, get a gun, shoot him right here in the studio. And they said, yeah, I'd love to kill him.
Yep.
And they all agreed, let's murder him.
Exactly.
And they can say it's a joke. But when you start calling for violence, it crosses the line in precedent federal and state and in common law. If I would have said, you know, let's shoot Piers Morgan, close quote. I didn't just say that, by the way. I said if I was to have said that hypothetically, as he said about me, and Buzz Bissinger said, then I would be indicted.
Absolutely. And that's the issue here is that cherry picking how they're going to prosecute or who they're going to charge. And, oh, that's okay because, you know, you're part of the establishment.
Well, look at this report out of Breitbart. Report, Indiana Governor Mike Pence to launch state-run news site. The Indianapolis Star is reporting that potential 2016 presidential hopeful Governor Mike Pence, Republican, plans to launch a state-run news site that will offer pre-written articles to Indiana news outlets, as well as sometimes break news stories about his administration. The White House has already moved to this several years ago.
Right.
The reason they can do it is when the mainstream media regurgitate whole cloth what they're told, you make yourselves obsolete. That's why the CIA came out a decade ago and rolled it out 3 years ago. Computers that write the news and put fake names on. They just put in the pre-scripted disinfo. It scrambles it to make it look like a human wrote it. It leaves out a typo to make it. They found that makes it look more legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught the CIA. We'll put a typo in the headline. For some reason, they found makes people buy it more. I don't understand it. They've got the algorithms. So
wow.
That's why this is really happening. But now Republicans and Democrats are up in arms about this. Why are they? I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but why are they up in arms when this is what the whole federal government does? They just don't want the competition.
Exactly. And or it's that it's out there in the public now. But I mean, we reported this a year or so ago when they lifted the ban on spreading propaganda to the continental.
Well, CIA disinformation, yeah.
Yeah. Allegedly, they were only doing it overseas. But now they're openly, they can just get us propaganda right here on the news.
Shifting gears, you've got like a five-minute clip. There'll be more on the nightly news tonight that you're going to be hosting 7 o'clock Central. Again, Leanne McAdoo here in the Infowars.com news studios. You've gone to this international conference being held in Austin, Artificial Intelligence Open House, Monday, January 26th at the Hyatt Regency in Austin, Texas. You're going to be also reporting on some of the breakoff groups. But you talked to some of the top artificial intelligence professors. You talked to the author of Artificial Intelligence, the book that was turned into a movie. You talked to a bunch of other folks about the IBM Watson, you name it, that's deciding which troops to not give health care to now. That was announced last week. Give me your take on this, because they're talking about being able to stop the AI anti-human takeover of Tyrannus. That's the BAE system, the aircraft that kills people and makes its own decisions. That's what all this is going to, but we still have time to stop it, don't we, Leanne?
Absolutely. And that was kind of my takeaway from that experience, because initially I went there, I was thinking I was going to see, you know, robo-girlfriends and all sort of eye-tracking and mosquito drones. And, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to get some good stuff on camera. And then I go there, and it was just like poster boards up on the wall with like, here's what we want to do. And it was kind of disappointing. But then when I left, I realized that that is actually a great thing, because these systems, this malevolent takeover that science fiction is basically warning us is going to happen, isn't here just yet. We have the opportunity to really press down and say, we need to be responsible with what we are creating and this technology that we're creating, because it is a part of our human evolution. You know, that's what humans do.
We supposedly try to control our environment and build the environment we want, not let the establishment build a technocracy that enslaves us. And you're right.
Exactly.
Japan's trying to go with the robo-sapien robot model. The Western elite want an artificially intelligent computer to map reality through smart dirt or chips and everything to then control and surveil everything. That is here.
Mm-hmm.
What's not here is the killer robots on the ground, but we're only a few years away from that and have to have a debate about it. Tell us about this clip we're about to play.
Well, this clip, I'm speaking with Dr. Stuart Russell. He wrote the book Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach. And we basically were talking about what is the future for humanity? What happens when the robots take all of the jobs? Who decides? Who gets to decide what is positively beneficial to society? Because a drone, you know, an autonomous drone, it's beneficial to the soldier that's not going to have to die out on the field, but it's not beneficial to perhaps the innocent person who is killed with that drone.
Plus, it takes humans out of the equation.
Exactly.
And then the robot can just be self-destructed or its memory wiped after it murders the family.
Right, and we know.
And plants DNA there to blame me.
Right, and whoever is programming this drone might just be doing his job, but who gave you the orders to do that? And is it a war that was waged for humanity, or just for some corporate person who wanted to go in and take this country's resources? But who decides?
There was a Tom Selleck movie back in the 80s called Runaway, and they've now come out with basically killer robots that don't stab you with acid. They fire a shotgun burst at you, or they have a handgun built inside of them, and it comes in your house and kills you. DARPA released that 2 years ago. They have drones that fly over and release 100. And they actually have these now, little pods that come down and surveil you and shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is really happening. And believe me, I talked to a Marine Corps colonel 16 years ago that said, look, the robots you're seeing are nothing. But he said, we're not going with the Japanese model. This is back then, of like having something that looks at actually a human. It's an 18-wheeler that pulls up. It's a robot. And out of it rolls off, you know, a whole bunch of wheeled killer robots that just, it doesn't matter if it takes them 5 minutes to climb your stairs. They go in, they blow up your door, they come in, and they roll in and they kill you. And then now, of course, they've shown us all that. I mean, basically, they have things that are like F-150 pickups but are battle-hardened that look like a cartoon. They've got so many guns and weapons on them, and then that's what you're facing.
Right.
It's robot planes. It's robot cars. It's not going to be Homo sapien-looking robots.
Right, and he was actually saying that it's going to be even more frightening than that. Building this robot army, that doesn't even make sense. What they would do could take out a country in a day simply.
Well, sure, it's a robot brains that go in and jack into all the communications, or even if they hardwire stuff not to be hooked into the grid, they simply deploy robot drones that are like smart meters,
right,
that hover in, attach, hack the system at the point, and then take it over.
Right. He said it could...
You could have one robot per city take over.
He said 2 seconds, decimate the civilian population. And that's why...
Is that going to be in this report or the extended one tonight?
Well, I believe he mentions that here at the end, and this is why he's talking about why Elon Musk and these other people are signing this open letter saying we need to be responsible.
We're going to cover it after the break, but talk about some of these articles in that Wired magazine admitting Google's plan at the beginning was to build an AI supercomputer to control reality.
Right. Well, that's basically what Stuart Russell was talking about as well, is that the AI that we have is like Siri or like Google, where what it is it's kind of taking all this data and figuring out how to be a more perfect source of information.
We are building the AI. It is us.
Exactly. That's how it learns. That's how the robots learn, is they observe us and they see what's beneficial to us.
My God, we're building robots that are like us. We're really in trouble.
Well, I mean, we are programs, you know?
Biological androids, you know?
Yeah. That's why we have the ability to observe our environment and say, you know, my tribe is cold, so I'm going to knit a sweater, or I'm going to build a fire, or I'm going to, you know, that's what we do. We build these things. And so we are creating this AI system.
Just like we built InfoWars to fight the New World Order.
Absolutely. And so that's what it is that we can't be afraid of what our human abilities are going to do, but we also cannot stand down and let, you know, John Connor build the Terminator.
We have to fight exactly to build a free and open system and take it away from the technocrats that are just telling us the way it's going to be. And that's what this conference was about.
Exactly. Because it doesn't exist yet. They just want us to believe that it's done.
That's how you control reality. They right. tell us this is what it is, and then we just accept it.
Right.
First, they deny it's happening, so we're not involved in changing how they build it, for the good. Now they just say, oh, this is the way it is.
Right.
Humans are obsolete. You're over. That's what the Borg say. You're obsolete. You will be assimilated. Submit now. No.
Right.
We're not going to just surrender because Tokyo Rose said it was over.
Right. Imagine if people had listened to you 20 years ago when you were talking to them about surveillance and being spied on through your lights and this and that. Imagine if people had gave a darn 20 years ago, this NSA surveillance program wouldn't have gotten to where it is now. But it's just a year or so ago that, oh, it's out in the open, it's everywhere, and now they're actually selling it to you as the Internet of Things, as this great thing. Yeah, it is. We are spying on you everywhere, and you just, it's smart of you to get it.
Leanne McAdoo, another one of the amazing reporters. You and David Knight and Jakari and Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen and all the writers and editors and people behind the scenes. I'm so blessed to have a team like this and the listeners out there who are just as much involved as myself or Leanne or anybody building this operation with your support and spreading the word. So we salute you. Stay with us. We're going to come back and play
this
part of her
report. Brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Thank you.
Stuart Russell. We're going to go ahead and roll that, then we'll come back in the next segment and finish the interview.
So speaking about dispelling the myth of this AI explosion and robots are going to, you know, destroy humanity, and that's kind of a way that media and science fiction can sell, you know, sell their product. Mm-hmm. But we do have people like Stephen Hawking or Elon Musk saying that, you know, there is a reason for concern, and Elon Musk donates a lot of money to this research where they're going to put forth this effort to make sure AI doesn't get ahead of us. Is there a reason to be concerned, and what can we do about it?
So there is a reason to be concerned in the long term, because the direction that AI has been going, and not just AI, control theory, operations research, or other disciplines aimed at exactly the same thing, which is producing the capability for making high-quality decisions. That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a system that can make very high-quality decisions, which means it takes into account much more information than a human could do, it's able to look further in the future than a human could do. The third part of the triangle, so to speak, is what's the objective? So it's using lots of information, it's looking far ahead into the future, that's great. What's the objective that it's trying to achieve? If that objective is not perfectly aligned with the values of us humans, then that creates the possibility for bad things to happen. That, in some sense, is the definition of conflict. And getting into a conflict with systems that are more capable than we are doesn't sound like a good idea. So the solution seems to be that we have to make sure the values of the machine are aligned with the values of the human race. So one way to get that to happen is for the machine to observe what humans do. Not only what we do, but what is our attitude to what we do and what other people do. So if someone gets put in jail, we learn that that was an act contrary to human values. If someone gets up in the morning, makes a cup of coffee, then the machine learns that, you know, having some coffee in the morning is valuable to humans, vital to humans. There is a lot of information out there.
Who gets to decide what is positively beneficial? Is it going to be some government agency or some bureaucracy? Who gets to decide? Because, for instance, if you take autonomous drones, well, what the human would want them to do is be really accurate and have precision, you know, so that it'll strike its target. But maybe the person on the receiving end of that drone strike, that's not going to be beneficial to them. And we know sometimes war is waged for the wrong reasons, and people decide for the wrong reasons that they want this machine to do their bidding, basically. So, I mean, that's not really something that people can even backtrack. That technology is already there. But who kind of gets to decide what's beneficial, and is there any way to control some of
this? We're going to come back in the next little segment ahead of Joseph Curl joining us. And have Leanne finish this video. But you were just making the point that this is the crossroads right now. I mean, go ahead and make that point you were telling me.
Yes, we are on the precipice of a decision that is going to alter the course of humanity for all time. This AI, it's going to happen. AI has a future. It's here. It's just the question is, what is the future for humanity?
And are we going to be involved in that, or just let the globalists build a nightmare system, which they are building, an anti-human computer grid and training the robots to exterminate us autonomously?
Thank you for listening.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of
silver bullet, colloidal silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality silver bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.